You're listening to the audio production of Lead Like Ike, 10 Business Strategies from the CEO of D-Day by Jeff Loftus, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mort Krim.
Introduction. The World's Most Daunting Business Initiative. In the early hours of the morning of June 5, 1944, more than 150,000 men in more than 5,000 ships and 11,000 airplanes waited. Around the world, the President of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Winston Churchill, and the absolute leader of the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin, also waited. In Berlin, Adolf Hitler watched and wondered, and along the northern shores of France, the German army was ready with miles of barbed wire, machine gun nests, and artillery emplacements. The occupied nations of Europe and millions of Jews imprisoned in death camps waited, desperately hoping. The fate of the world hinged on the decision of one man, living in a small trailer, drinking too much coffee, smoking too many cigarettes, sleeping too little. He had already decided to postpone the project called Operation Overlord from May to June. Only 24 hours earlier, he had decided to postpone again for a day. And he had already decided that it was necessary to send some of his very best young men into what one of his commanders described as futile slaughter. Now, at about 4 a.m. local time in England, surrounded by his senior commanders of the American and British armies, navies, and air forces, Dwight D. Ike Eisenhower had to make one last decision. Gamble on the weather and the English Channel tides, and hurl those thousands of young men at the Germans on the far side of the Normandy beaches. Or delay again, forcing a wait of 2 weeks for the next operational window, condemning the victims of Nazi tyranny to more oppression and slaughter, and postponing the eventual defeat of Adolf Hitler. Eisenhower expressed his decision quietly and clearly. "Okay, let's go." With those three words, Eisenhower set into motion what author Cornelius Ryan called the longest day. Ike's staff moved into action immediately, and Eisenhower visited some of the troops who would be leaving for France within a matter of hours. He met with the press and casually announced that the invasion was on, confident the press was on his side and would not leak the news until given the okay. After talking with the reporters, Eisenhower performed an astounding feat of leadership in the face of extraordinary stress. He wrote the following just-in-case press release before the troops had landed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?